Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arria. Inner Sight Frolics. How's about a little music there, Maestro? Pop, will you hurry up? We're going to be late. It's my wedding, man. Hey, look, look here. What do you got to get married for anyway? Why don't you just live with her? Will you? What? You can't do that. Her family is very old-fashioned.
Yeah, so old-fashioned they can't even walk.
What are you talking about?
What'd you say our father did?
Post office. He's in charge of a window.
More like he washed the windows.
Will you cut that out? Now listen, Pop. This is very important to me. The biggest day of my life. And I don't want you to mess it up either.
I ain't gonna mess it up. I ain't gonna say one word. Damn stupid son of a bitch.
Will you... cut that out. Come on, Pop. Did you call the cab?
Yeah, I called a cab. Did you call the cab?
Yeah, I called them a couple hours ago. They never showed up.
Well, wait a minute. Did you call the white cab company or the black cab company?
Well, what difference does that make?
Well, the white cab company... they ain't gonna come over here. They're scared of this neighborhood.
What?
Why don't we just take the truck to the church and nobody knows the difference? We just park around the corner and they won't be able to see the truck.
I'm not taking that old truck to my wedding. Are you crazy? The old beat up thing. It's my wedding day.
Well, it don't matter. Your old bride a little beat up anyway.
What? Thanks a lot.
You got ugly legs.
Stop that. Come on, Pop.
Well, you better get in the truck, otherwise you're going to be late.
Never thought I'd have to go through this on my wedding day. Take that old beat up, run down truck.
We made it, son. Now look here. We parked the truck around the corner so nobody would be able to know that, and then we get out and we walk. See? And we tell them the limousine's around the corner.
Will you stop that?
Limousine.
Hey, it's a nice church, huh, Pop?
Yeah. Until you find out what they're doing with the money, then it ain't so nice.
What?
You heard about these churches, how they abuse people and everything else? I don't trust them.
Oh, welcome to the Holy Reverend Church of Degradation and Fitness.
Degradation? Degradation and fitness? Wait a minute. I'm getting out of here. I won't be part of no degradation.
Oh, welcome, sir. Welcome. I'm Reverend Do-It-All.
Reverend Do-It-All.
That's right. Anything that needs to be done holy, just let me do it. Holy. Yeah. Well, thanks, Reverend. We ready to start? Yes, the bride is here, the father of the bride is here, and the mother is here, and the rest of the family, and, well, let's get started. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join in the matrimonial this man and this woman. Now, does somebody have the ring? Oh, the ring. Pop, you got the ring? I ain't got no ring. What happened to the ring? Wait a minute. Here, just put this on a finger, and I got the ring at home. I forgot the ring, man. I'm too nervous. Oh, all right. On her finger goes Mickey Mouse loves you. Give me. Mickey Mouse. Wait a minute. Aww. I thought you love her. Of course I love her. Now, I'll have to take your vows. Now, do you, what was your name again, miss?
My name is Clara.
Clara. Do you, Clara, take Lamont to be your lawful wedded husband, to have and to hold, to love and to cherish, forever and ever, until he kills you? I mean, until death do you part.
Of course I... No, I don't.
Okay, do you, Lamont, take Claire to be your lawful wedded wife? For have and to hold, now and forever. Wait a minute. She said I don't. Oh, I didn't even hear her. She did. Honey, you're supposed to say I do.
Well, I don't. How could I do? I can't do if I don't.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hey, looky, I told you. Didn't I tell you not to come here, son, to this church and get involved with these stupid people? Hey, who you calling stupid? That's my wife. Yeah, well, that's your problem, brother. I ain't got no problem like that. And boy, you got a big problem, too, from what I can see. What? How dare you insult my wife?
You shut up. You got nothing to do with this. Taking my daughter down here to get married to this stupid-looking guy.
Wait a minute. This is between me and Claire. Got nothing to do with you people.
Got plenty to do with me. Turn around, I'll kick you right in the ass, boy, and you go flying out the door. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't talk to my son that way. He's got dignity.
Dignity? How could he have dignity with a father like you? A raggedy-looking old fish-fry old man.
What?
Oops, somebody came in a little too late.
Anyway. Yeah, so, poor Pop, I've never been so humiliated in my life. Yeah, son. Well, it's a good thing you found out now, because after you get married, if she says I don't, then you're in big trouble.
Well,
the relatives are here.
Yeah.
Well, Lamont, you sure look pretty stupid up there, boy. With that girl saying I don't and you trying to marry her. And, boy, I'm sure glad your mother wasn't alive to see this. Thanks a lot, Uncle Woody. Well, I guess you won't be needing these bed sheets now since you didn't get married. Yeah, I got these down at the thrift shop for $1.99. I may as well just take them home. Go ahead and take them. I don't care.
Well, What happened, Lamont? That stupid girl? Look at here, I bought you.
Well, Aunt Millie, what do you want me to do? I didn't know she was going to say that.
I bought you all these gifts. I guess you won't be needing these dishes. I'll be just take them down and get my money back.
Go ahead, Millie. Just take those. You know you didn't buy those dishes. You got them left over from the riot.
No. Oh, shut up, Fred.
Woo. Hey, Lamont. Don't let these people get you down. Look here. Look at all this nice food we got. Chopped liver, baked potatoes, gefilte fish. It's all Jewish soul food. Look here.
Jewish soul food.
I don't want no food.
And where's my tablecloth?
Pop, you know where her tablecloth is?
Yeah, it's on the table. We use it. You ain't got no right using my tablecloth. There was no wedding. I'm pumped. I want it back.
You want your tablecloth back? Wait a minute.
Okay.
Here you go. Open the door. Woo! All right.
Is that
in
what
a sight.
You done too?
With the frolic.
What would you have done?
Oh, man.
I would have just tell them to just turn them around. I'm keeping the gifts.
That was one of the funniest episodes.
Oh, it was. It was.
With Fred. And, you know,
he got in trouble.
I don't know if people know the story about him. You know, LaWanda Page, the woman who played, what was her name in the show? The aunt. Aunt Esther.
Yeah.
LaWanda Page. She discovered Red Fox.
Yeah.
He was
homeless.
Homeless,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, she discovered him. And he came in and then she, you know, took care of him and whatever, and rehearsed with him. And they didn't like him. They didn't want him. You know?
Really?
And she said, well, if you're not going to use him, I'm gone. They wanted her.
Oh, sure.
You know, she's a great actress, that woman.
Yeah, she is.
So they wound up taking Fred and Red. Somebody gave him the name Red Fox. I don't know who gave him that. And, and the whole thing was a big success. We all know that.
Oh, yeah, I'd say.
That's one of the biggest shows in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to LaWanda.
Yeah. She knew.
All right, in
where
a sight,
frolic.
Let's see, we got the philosopher coming up. Might have a little Jimmy Dinigan. Louie will be here.
Oh yeah, let me
and,
check
oh,
the.
Oh, we got the overseas. The overseas
what?
Vaccination report from Ireland.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Micheline. Oh, I forget his last name. What was Micheline's mess? What was Micheline's last name? Anybody know?
No.
Anyway. Micheline is the reporter.
Oh.
All right. And we'll have that coming up. Inner Sight around the world with the funny.
I was gonna look it up, but it's loud.
Brought to you by the, Micheline Congerer. That's it. Congerer. Yeah, that's the Irish reporter.
Ah,
we're going to
have
him on later. All right. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey. Check them out. 609-388-7004. Adopt the Nikita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. All right, around the world, in the site, Kennedy, good friend of ours, Kennedy Realty, right here in Islip, New York. Some people say Islip.
Ooh, I got a number.
Islip. Kennedy's, I got a number too. Kennedy's number, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house,
Burn a house, get, no, don't burn a house. Get a house.
Don't burn it, no.
Woo!
No, that's a no-no.
And
that's our side.
Home Mr. Kennedy for some good info. All right. In a sight.
Okay.
Oh, how about do your number and then do the Able News. Go ahead.
Okay, sounds good. All right. All time listens for Blog Talk Radio is 106,004, like you predicted. You should have predicted the lotto number.
Hey, that's the number I predicted yesterday.
That's right. That is.
Like
that's
that.
Why I said, aha. That's exactly right.
All right.
That's funny. That is a lucky number, you see.
Able News.
Able News. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and don't forget to sign our petition. Nursing Home 1 and the Service Dog School. Change.org. Check them out at change.org. All right. Somebody gave me a note before I came on the air about a joke.
Sorry.
With the mask. This friend of ours. This friend of ours put a thing up on Facebook that a man with a beard who wears the mask looks like a 1970s underwear commercial.
Oh.
All right.
That's kind of funny.
If you can believe that.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Enough, but it does.
In a sight. You heard it right here, folks. And now we take you across the seas. You got any ocean sounds?
Yeah, no oceans. I have to put it
no
on before the show.
Now we take you across the seas to Ireland, and the reporter, Micheline Kongolakis.
What kind of name is that?
Micheline Kongolakis,
okay.
Who is the...
Who's that?
Irish reporter reporting on the vaccine over there in Ireland. Welcome, Cockolitis. I mean, Micheline. Well, thank you so much. This is Micheline Cockolitis on the report of the vaccine here in Ireland, and I can only tell you that it's the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life. That's right. Did you see the one fella took the vaccine, and he took the wrong one. He says, "Don't give me the one with the green monkey extract. I don't want that one." But the stupid idiot who gave him the vaccine gave him the monkey. And now he's walking around the street going, woof, 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 like that. And the police officer, the only thing that saved him was that because he took the green extract, he turned green. And the police officer thought it was a leprechaun. He wouldn't shoot him. So that's the way that went. And don't take that stuff. It's horrible. That's right. Now, in other news, pertaining to the vaccine. Did you hear about that group in the United States that said that the vaccine is causing blood clotting? Excuse me. That's right. Causing blood clotting. Well, the fellow who said that was going to be on the report, but unfortunately he keeled over and died at the bar. That's right. The bar? What bar? What do you think, what bar? He wasn't a lawyer. Use your head, man. Oh, that bar. That's right. And now when we check the weather in a minute. Oh, pardon me, sir. It's me, the Sarah Foley, the mailman. What do you? I'm on the air, you idiot. Put the mail over there and get out of here. Oh, yes, sir, but I have a very important letter. It says if you don't open this letter, you may not live the night. What?
No.
Give me that. Oh, who is that letter from? It's from your girlfriend, Alashina. My girl, well, you just ruined my whole life, you idiot. My wife watches this show every night to make sure I'm here and I'm not fooling around with women. Now you ruined me whole life. Get out. But, sir, I'm only delivering the mail. I didn't ruin, I don't mean to ruin lives, you know. Please, give me that letter, you idiot. Oh, pardon me, Congolitis. Your wife, Regina Congolitis, is on the phone. Now you see what you did now? Serafina, get out of here, whatever your name is. Hello? Reggie.
Don't call me Reggie, you idiot. I hate that name. And don't you ever come home back to this house. I'll nail you to the wall.
Oh, now you see what you did, the stupid mailman. Bringing me letters right here to my studio. Now what am I going to do? I can't go home.
Don't worry, sir. I have a lovely tent outside. Get out! Woo!
All right. Cockolitis. Micheline Cockolitis. The great Irish reporter.
Yes, I like that. he's
right.
Irish.
By the way, that
Irish.
That mailman was played by Gabriel.
Oh, sounded like him a little.
Brings him a letter.
Sounds like Gabriel.
From his girlfriend.
Guess
if you don't read
Michelle
this
responded.
Letter, you may not live the night.
Guess what? Michelle responded, by the way.
Oh, all right. What'd she have to say?
She said I told you. She says, thank you so much. My voicemail is always still crazy people. Call and leave a long, rambling messages.
Said?
Absolutely nothing about absolutely nothing.
Oh yeah, well
she
we
said,
got.
I'll call him tomorrow.
Ours is about something.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
All right,
Inner
Sight. Thank you, Michelle,
tomorrow.
Darling. We love you. Inner Sight.
Yes.
Around the world, and Louie's coming up. We might have a Jimmy Dinigan episode. You never know, Dinigan.
Oh,
I remember, Graduation Day. Oh, that was a regular riot. You remember graduation when you were a kid and you had to get all dressed up?
Yeah.
You went down to the assembly hall, and you had to sit in the first row, and took about 6 hours before they'd call your name. It was hot, usually hot.
Yeah.
And the school was cheap. They didn't have any air conditioning. You're sitting there, you're sweating your ass off.
That's about right.
You know, and you're annoyed. You didn't want to be there because, you know, you want to be out playing and all that.
Yeah, or
June,
even
a hot
with
June
the other
day.
Kids. You know, or even with the other kids, if you ran around, at least you got a little air, you know.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there. I got my suit on.
Yeah.
And sitting behind me is Finnegan. Sitting to my left.
Yeah.
Sitting to my left is Janie.
Oh,
on my right is Joe McElroy.
Oh,
and in front of me is the troublemaker hoodlum, Kenneth Randolph.
Uh-oh.
So I'm surrounded by these characters that I went to school with, you know, and what a, oh, I'll never forget it. And Kramer.
Oh, jeez. So what
Kramer
happened?
Gets up on the platform, and he's calling out names.
Yeah.
And you got to go up there and get your diploma.
Diploma, right. Was this
now
your high
all
school
these
diploma?
Kids are, what?
Was that the high school diploma?
No, it was eighth grade, whatever the hell it was. And
so
these kids are blind. Some of them are totally blind.
So they didn't know where
call,
the stage was.
they called Janie's name, and she goes,
"Oh, my God, where's my diploma?"
I said, "Janie,
no.
You got to go up there and get it. Come on, I'll help you." So I walked down the aisle, and Janie's walking behind me. She says, "Janie, hold on to my arm." She grabs me around the neck. Janie, there we go.
She
grabs me around the neck, and Kramer's standing up there, and he's going, "Janie McCloskey. Janie McClay keeps calling her name."
And
Janie
grabs
my
here.
Neck and I scream, "There we go." And
thank you. I gotta get the diploma. I gotta get up there.
Don't worry, Janie. And Kramer sees this and he says, "Will you two stop fighting in the aisle?"
Woo!
Was so damn funny, I'll never forget it. We finally get to the stage, and I tell Janie, "There's three steps." She walks up two, and she falls on her ass.
Oh, God.
Woo!
And Kramer goes, "Oh, my God!" When she finally got the diploma, and it was one of the first things I ever discovered with being equal. And Janie said,
"Is this the diploma? How come it's not in Braille?"
And Kramer said, We don't have Braille." And I said, "Why not? She's blind."
That's right.
I'll never forget. It was so damn funny.
Yeah.
And then I had to take her back to the seat.
And then it was
Dinnigan's turn. Then he called, Jimmy Dinnigan.
And he's repeating it.
Honor student. He said, "What?"
He was an honor student?
Jimmy was an honor student? Jimmy Dinnigan. And so Jimmy has partial vision. He gets up, got on a suit, you know.
Yeah.
The suit is three sizes too big. Jimmy's a little skinny guy. He goes up to the stage. He gets up on the stage. And Kramer's there. And he says, "Jimmy Dinnigan, congratulations, Jimmy. You finally made it. We're going to get rid of you."
"Yeah, Mr. Kramer. Hey, Mr. Kramer, I'm always gonna love you. Can I I have a beautiful song. No, never mind. No song. Please, Mr. Frank. Jimmy grabs the microphone. Pound in the rain, find the rain, if you know why you're in. The whole damn auditorium is yelling and screaming.
They probably are like, oh my God.
And Kramer freaked out.
Yeah.
Kramer had to go off the stage.
Yeah, he probably needed to take his cardiac pill or something.
And then Jimmy's up there.
Yeah, who's next? I can't read this.
And then one of the vice principal came out. I forget who the hell it was. I think it was Miss Carey.
You know, really?
Miss Carey came out. Jimmy, take your seat. And Jimmy goes.
Yeah. She was really able to.
Oh, man,
him,
I'll never forget
more.
That.
She was
as
able
long
to
as I live. What?
Was she able to control him more? Get in your seat?
He got his diploma. He had to get off the stage.
Yeah.
All the people had to come up there. All right. In a sight. Sometimes I wish I was back in school. I had so much damn fun.
Yeah, right? I did, too.
All right. In a sight. Who we got online? 213-816-1650 with the funnies. Anybody online?
Yes, we do. We have Maureen anxiously waiting.
Oh, we have anybody else? Just Maureen?
We have a listener.
Huh?
We have a listener.
Oh, a listener. All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take Maureen's call from Queens, New York.
Yep.
In a sight.
Here she comes.
With the biting buzzard is here.
Oh, so the two, all of us could have fun now.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Biting buzzard graduated,
hi.
Too.
She did? Yeah, I know.
Hey, how you doing
hi, guys,
over there?
All right, the reporter from Ireland, cockolitis. That sounds like a disease itself, cockolitis. It sounds like a virus.
Oh, you like it? He, oh, that guy
yeah,
is weird,
I like
cockolitis.
Him too. That was funny.
He could have had a more Irish sounding name. It could have been O'Cockolitis or Mac-Cockolitis.
There you go. That's a good idea. O'Cockolitis.
Well, maybe he didn't want to be Irish. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Mac-Cockolitis.
Oh, God.
There it is.
No.
Yeah,
it's
my mom. So, I don't know. Yeah, I had called her back because before she was getting changed, so.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
How was the visit with her a little? Did you go there? Or
no, I go Tuesday. Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, Tuesday. So it's just on the phone, but yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah,
it's not bad. Maybe on Tuesday. At least you get a chance to get here, you know.
I know, it's better than it was. Horrible, but not having anything. Well, at least it's, I hope nothing else happens and we can continue, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about Michigan? They had to close it down.
Really?
Crazy over there.
All of Michigan?
Michigan.
You mean they said they locked down again, everything?
Yeah, they said they closed it. Closed down Michigan. They didn't say what any one city. They just said the whole.
Is
the
it
governor.
All COVID again?
It's a blue state.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming back in the blue states. You know.
Yeah, it's all coming out.
New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and California. I think it was starting up again. So I don't know why they're open. Makes no sense because now they're opening everything. Why, when the variances are here, are they opening things? So none of this makes any sense. And did you hear what our illustrious state is doing? Giving the illegals $2.5
billion,
$15,000 each for someone who was a victim of COVID and didn't have their jobs and all. Did you ever hear anything so ridiculous?
What do you mean? Hold on. $15,000? For people who got
the
virus?
Yeah, a person. Yeah, if you had the virus and, like, you were out of work and all, So they're getting 15 eagles, $15,000, $15,600, I think, actually. Have we ever gotten
what?
That much money?
Wait a minute. What the heck is that about?
Look it up.
People
it's,
who had
yeah,
the virus and got over it?
Yeah, but if they lost it, if they were out of work and everything. But what about eagles that were out of work from the virus? And they're not getting anything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It should apply to everyone.
Yeah,
well, that's the problem in this country.
It doesn't.
I tell you, it's so damn disgusting. It is totally disgusting.
What's the name of that law or something that you're saying now?
What is it, Ashley?
Is it a law?
It's through the state.
Yeah,
I just
what's
heard
the name
it today.
The name
they were talking about it. My friend heard it 2 days ago.
What is the name of the law?
I don't know. It's for the illegals. They're getting $2.5 billion it's costing, and they're getting $15,600 each. If you can prove that you lost your job or you were, you know, victimized by the COVID. But it's only for illegals.
You know, that I feel like I told you what I wanted to do. I wanted to go outside the country and then come back in. No.
Exactly. That's what we said a long time ago. We said, yeah.
I said that to you. And it's not that I feel.
Sure, you're an American citizen. That won't work.
No.
You have to come in illegally. That's the key. You can't
and
come
forfeit everything,
and be a citizen.
And be a countryman of some other country and then come in here illegally. Then I get everything.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's right. Uh-huh. Then you can get everything.
You're still an American citizen. Anyway, in a sight.
Anyway, I'm disabled too. $2.5 million.
I tell you, it's just crazy. It gets crazier every day, really, you know?
To immigrants?
It truly does. Not to mention the $60 million, I think it is, that they're spending on everything else down there.
Yeah.
But where do they get all this money, the state? I thought the state was broke a few months ago. I thought we had to be asking the federal government for millions because we didn't have any. Now we're spending $2 billion. Where do we get all this money?
Probably
they got plenty
the federal
of money.
Fund. Mm. The federal.
Hmm?
Federal. This is really not. Hold on. The fund which could provide payments to hundreds of thousands of people could, I mean, exclude from other pandemic relief. Wow. That's okay. Ignite a battle among state lawmakers before it has approved this week. Wow. All right.
So they're arguing.
And then they have a basically,
Well, I don't want to drag
down
the follies.
Is that
no,
down in Texas?
No, it's here in New York City.
It's New York. New York State.
It's
New York.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When the coronavirus arrived in New York City a year ago, it hit enclaves of undocumented immigrants with fury, killing thousands and wiping out the service and construction jobs that kept many families afloat. Oh, it didn't wipe out my husband's job? You know,
he's an American.
Lifelines like unemployment insurance and federal stimulus checks were out of reach. Like they weren't for my husband either.
He's an American.
Oh, yeah. I got the solution to this, but they won't listen to us.
Yeah.
Get all these damn people who are construction people to make everything accessible. Pass an enforcement law in this state, and they all have jobs.
Yeah, why couldn't some of that money go? Right, some of that money go to make things accessible, to get people out of nursing homes. That's where that money could have gone to.
Yeah, but this is not a state
but the Stunat upstate doesn't want anything like that. He wants to just keep us under his thumb. He's a narcissist.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Well, forget about
yeah.
him. He doesn't
it's
give
just,
a damn about anybody.
No, he don't. But
no,
himself.
It's so
you'd have to get a radical Republican to put that forth.
Yeah, well, look at this. But after a sweeping move by lawmakers this week, New York will now offer one-time payments of up to $15,000 and $600 to undocumented immigrants who lost work during the pandemic. Wait a minute. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a great idea, see? I'm going to call them up. Hello? This is Kali. I have undocumented information for this, for the government to give it to me in there, but I don't know what to do with
it. No, I want the $2 billion fund, Frank. Okay, I don't know what to do with it?
I tell you what to do with it.
That's right.
Take down your first you do this, you take down your pants.
What?
No, no.
Take down pants? That's right.
Bend over. To make sure you don't
then
have
then you
corona.
Bend over.
That's
and
right.
You get somebody with a strong kick to kick you right in the...
Oh, my God.
Hey, I
can
make believe I'm an undocumented
immigrant.
That's easy
yeah,
when you're
you
blind.
Can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But we get nothing. We get no help as disabled people. We get no help for people in nursing homes. We're so unimportant.
Yeah, they
ought to
give us 15 grand.
This is
exactly.
Unreal. What? No,
you
want
to give it to them, they should give it to everybody.
No. I think we should get in touch with this New York Times person who wrote this article.
New York Times? Reporter wrote it?
I believe so. Let me find this person's name. Okay, I got the names. The two names. It was two reporters.
Well,
you want them
you see, if you
tomorrow?
Get in touch with them, you gotta have a reason, a story.
Why
the story is that these people who are undocumented are more protected than we are. They're not disabled.
And we're citizens,
that's right.
Yeah. And we don't get
that's
anything.
The story that I would say to
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
That's
you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're citizens.
They're protected.
And we get nothing. Not
nope.
Yeah.
We get nothing.
And they get this and we get nothing.
That's right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it should at least be for everybody. You know?
That's right.
No. We get nothing.
Terrible.
We just get pooped upon, actually. That's what we get, pooped
and
upon.
And I'm not saying that they shouldn't get anything. I'm not saying that they shouldn't get anything, but there also should be an amount for people who are disabled. That's what I'm saying.
They're right. Right. We're the ones
mm-hmm.
who suffered most from this virus.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
This is unreal.
You know,
this is unreal.
Especially the people
it's
that have loved ones in a nursing home.
Yes, they don't know what it's like to be in a nursing home. I lived for a while in a nursing home, all right? It wasn't
mm-hmm.
a long while, but it was enough to drive me nuts. I would never
mm-hmm.
live in one ever again, okay? I would never live in an assisted living again. You couldn't pay me to live there.
So who wrote the article in the Times? Did you get somebody's name?
Yeah, I did. Hold on, let me go back to the
what's the name?
Area. Annie
reporter.
Correll,
Correal.
What's the first
one.
Name, Danny?
No, Annie. Like, you know,
Annie.
Annie, the
woman.
Musical, yes. Correll.
Annie
and
Correll.
Lewis. This is a harder name. Lewis at Louise, sorry. And then it's S-E-R-R-E with an accent on the E on the end. And it's so boy.
Sad
U. Okay, so it's S-A-D-U-R-N-I with an accent on the I.
That's a French name.
It is, I know. Luis. Luis?
Yeah, what they both wrote the story or two different stories?
And no, it said by Annie and Luis. I'm just using
the
first names. Yeah.
Mm.
And they have
Correll.
A listening portion. You could listen to it on the article. I don't know if I could just get it. You want to listen to it?
No, I don't
do
want
you have any
that.
Time?
No, anyway, okay. Inner Sight. maybe I'll try to get that Correll lady in. See if she'll listen to us.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Around the world. Maureen, anything else?
No, I'm sorry to have dragged down the follies with this news, but
no,
it just
it's important.
Was some...
No, thank you.
No,
yeah, I
no,
think it's important
right.
Everybody
can...
know this.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody has to know what's going on, you know?
We
yeah,
had a little
I mean,
fun
it
with it anyway, and we'll
yeah, we did.
Try to do more.
Yes, we certainly did. We shall
we
become non-American citizens. I don't know what kind of an accent this is, but... that's our next job, to become non-American.
That's it. We should
yeah, right.
Oh, Miss Correll is a native Spanish speaker born in Colombia. Ooh, this is going to be interesting.
Who is that?
Miss Correll. Annie.
Oh, okay. She's Spanish.
Yes.
Right.
So be good.
Hello?
Loser. Yeah,
Misery Correll? I mean Miss Correll? How are you? This is Pierino.
No, Pierino.
I go to the school, but I don't learn the English.
Yes.
They give me no braille to read, and I can't read the sign on the corner.
That's
I'm sorry, there's no money for braille, no money for making
no money
signs,
for people like
no.
me.
No,
sorry. Sorry about that.
Nope, no money at all.
Nope,
you
no
go
money.
To the elevator, you don't know which is up and which is down because the beep is broken.
Nope. Oh, God.
That's right. And then when you're in a wheelchair, I don't know if you guys know this, this is the most pain in the butt. You can't feel which is up or down. But when you're in it, of course, with your feet feeling the elevator, you can tell. But if you're not in it with your feet, in the elevator, you
the
can't
elevator,
tell when that elevator is up, so you really depend on that beep. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they should announce
you know.
The damn floors, and they don't.
They don't, no.
Really should. They,
yeah, they
all
should.
The buildings should have that they announce the floors. They really
yeah,
should.
Yeah, damn right.
Because
the
even if they have
love.
A bell, you couldn't... Yeah, you could be talking and miscount or something, so they should all announce the floors.
The big Macy's on 34th Street has it. It's the only store that I know of.
Oh, yeah?
I know of, too. Yeah.
Mm.
Store.
And
you
know
Bloomingdale's
used
I know
to have it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I remember
that's
that.
It.
Yeah.
Mm.
Third floor going down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And he used to say the
second
floor
going down, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you get down there,
yeah.
it goes back up. If it goes back up,
yeah.
it could go up three, four floors if somebody
sometimes.
Pushes it.
Sometimes.
And then they
yeah,
don't announce it.
Yeah.
Then you don't
right.
know where you are.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
Good.
Well, let me go and let Louis come on, okay, guys?
All right, inside.
All right, Anna.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Around the world, 213-816-1650. You want to talk on the show when you call in, push the number 1.
That's right.
All right, and you'll be getting the cue. Don't
yeah.
forget television. Let's see, television Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, Channel 3
I
on the Spirit.
I fell asleep.
And Thursday night, 7:30, Altice, all over the island, Inner Sight. 7:30, Channel 20. Channel 20, Thursday at 7:30. All right, we got Lou on the line or what?
No, we don't.
He's sleeping, I think. He's got 10 minutes. Get on the line.
All right, in a sight, Frolics, and Louie is missing.
He is AWOL.
Put out an APB on Louie.
Yes.
Now, that wouldn't be so hard to do. His father, the next sergeant.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think he fell asleep, or
all right, I'll have to imitate Louie. This is Louie Rivera on the ringy dingy, and I'm talking to Rosanna Donner in the garbage truck.
Garbage truck.
Yeah, Rosanna Donner is now drives the garbage truck.
Oh, my.
Drive the garbage truck. Huh. I wouldn't want that job.
Yeah. Rosanna Donner, and she took that job because she had to get away from the suave. No suaving. She don't want no suaving. Rosanna Donner with the suave in the garbage truck outside. And I called her on the ringy dingy with Pat Cooper.
Yeah. And from the
Louie
bathroom.
Would say stuff like that.
You know. Yeah, from the bathroom too.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Frank. Let me ask you a question. Frank, let me ask you a question.
That's right.
Did you ever go in the wrong bathroom?
That's right.
Well, of course I did. There's no sign on the door. How do you know which one is which? Can't read it. Can't see it.
Yeah. You're going the wrong bathroom, and the ladies are going to yell at you. They're going to yell, get out of here. Get out of here. The wrong bathroom.
At first,
I went in the ladies' bathroom.
Yeah.
And they were all in there all yelling at me. I said, why I do what I do? I didn't mean to go in there. And then Buffy Casalvo, she told me, she said, Louie, get out of there, Louie. You're in the wrong room, Louie. You don't belong in there. So I had to get out, and I had to go next door.
Yeah,
next
well,
door
you should
to
have gone
right
next
bath.
Door in the first place.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
Anyway, this is Louie Rivera on the Follies with Rosanna Dan and Pat Cooper. And,
hey, Louie, how about give us a little song, will you?
Uh-oh.
Song, yeah. I can't sing. I'm shy. I can't sing.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he says all the time.
I don't want to sing. I can't sing. I'm all shy.
And
I'm
sorry. No,
Rosanna Donner sing. Let Rosanna Donner sing.
Okay, let Rosanna sing.
All right. Give us a little
Al Jolson. Remember that Al Jolson song you sing?
Yeah, Rosanna Donner is gonna sing Al Jolson.
Oh, jeez.
Mammy,
oh,
I love your home, I love your mom, mommy girl.
Oh,
I give the world to
be
Rosanna, Dana, Dana, Rosanna, mammy. Mammy, mammy, mammy. Come to see Pat Cooper, Rosanna, Dana, Mammy.
Is that it?
I don't know what happened to Louie.
I don't know.
Check the phone again. Is Louie on the line?
No, I checked again.
Oh.
I've been
he must have
forgot. Making it. No, I think sometimes people use the phone other than him, so he can't get on. That's
I don't know.
No, I know.
Do.
That's what he said.
He would usually call the Inner Sight number if he couldn't get on.
All right,
Inner Sight. Around the world.
I didn't try to get on either, so.
with the funnies on Inner Sight.
Tries.
And, yeah, I hope you had a little fun, you know,
yeah,
with the graduation and the, that was fun. And the Red Fox with the wedding and all that. And,
so,
I didn't put the philosopher.
Back.
Have we still got time for the philosopher?
Let's see, less than 5 minutes.
Well, give me the philosopher. I'm going to go out with the philosopher.
Okay.
It go again. Hit it.
Yeah.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise, definitely. Don't take it. Don't do it. You'll be sorry.
No.
Yeah, did you hear about the independent study that said that a lot of people got mental?
Mental.
After they got the virus? Well, you know why. You know what that means, don't you? A lot of more drug companies and doctors are going to make money, because they're going to put people on drugs, see?
Yeah.
And then those people are going to gain weight. And the Weight Watcher people will make money.
Yeah, the Weight Watcher people will make money.
And all in the background there, you know who'll be waiting for them? The cemetery people and the funeral homes. The whole lineup
will get
their hand out, waiting for the money that they're going to make. Yeah, that's all it is, folks. It's not about health. It's about money. So don't do it. Take a tip from the disabled-friendly philosopher. You hear about what happened down there in Australia? Yeah. A lot of people got blood clots from this stuff.
Oh, I heard
the vaccination. Yeah, a couple of kangaroos turned around and kicked a couple of doctors in the ass and said, "What the hell's wrong with you?" Yeah, oh yeah, the kangaroos are kicking up a storm down there. They don't like what's going on.
They don't like it.
First they had the fires, now they got the crooked vaccine. And how about all the crooked politicians? We're going to have to spend a lot of money to give them their day in court now.
No, I just
all
the
crooked politicians
just kick them in the butt. All the time.
They'll guarantee a day in court on your tax dollars. I tell you, the whole thing is a mess. This is your disabled-friendly philosopher saying goodbye, good night, and good riddance.
Good riddance? No, stay a while.
All right, Inner Sight.
You're on the door.
And don't forget.
I like you.
Monday, we'll be with you. Mad or glad Monday. Yeah.
90 seconds.
I want to thank all our 106,000 listeners and four. Gee, I wonder who the four are. I'd like to talk to those
four people.
I'd like to talk to those four people who went over the 106,000. They don't know how valuable they are.
Yes, they are.
Monday, if the four of you are listening, please call us. It's very important.
Yeah, but you can't.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Phone number 631-224-3090. You want to give us a call, Inner Sight number. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and all the other callers, listeners, people. And I even thank people who don't listen, who don't like the show. Yeah, thanks for not liking the show. We need that, too.
Yeah, we do.
You got to have a good balance. That's part of the balance. All right. Inner Sight.
I thank you.
Means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be with you on the Monday with the Matter Glad. Inner Sight. And thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night.